The Ryerson Rams men's hockey team have had quite a strong start to their 2018-19 season. They are currently first in the OUA West and are well on their way to making the playoffs for an eighth consecutive season. At the heart of their success is team captain Alex Basso. He is the Rams' star defenseman who is currently tied for fifth in the OUA in points. When he first joined the Rams in 2014, he had finished his OHL career without getting drafted by an NHL team. He came to Ryerson when the program was a shell of what it was to become. He knew there was an opportunity to make the environment better.
I think at that moment when I was being recruited and coming here, the team still lacked identity. I mean, there was a new building, and the team was always kind of holistically, they didn't really have a culture that was like built on excellence, at least the hockey program. I think it was a lot of like you'd get one or two good players that would come in, and they would be competitive and come in like fourth or fifth. And I mean, previously years they weren't that good, but there was always an issue of like school mixed with community engagement mixed with hockey. I don't think like there wasn't that holistic ability to meet all those criteria, which is why you come to universities to develop the whole person and not just the on-ice part. So I think I wanted to see where I could impact the most. So here I think was the best opportunity for me to play a lot on the ice, but also kind of change a culture, which I think we've done so far.
Since joining the Rams, he has had success both on and off the ice. He has consistently been one of the Rams' top scorers, including a career-high 28 points last season. Head coach Johnny Duco has been able to witness firsthand Basso's development at Ryerson. He says Basso's value to the team goes far beyond his on-ice contributions.
Well, I mean, there's no question in his work ethic, whether it's in the gym, in academics, in his community, you know, on the ice, he brings nothing but 100% effort all the time. And, you know, he's a bit of a quiet leader, but he leads by example. And I think, you know, as he's emerged here as a young leader, he's gotten more vocal, and, you know, he's gotten more involved, you know, within the team, in the room, holding guys accountable. But, you know, the main reason we chose him at the time was, you know, he's an elite player, but he's an elite person that does things the right way on a daily basis. And, you know, with his extreme work ethic, we felt that, you know, it was a no-brainer naming him captain.
Basso is currently in his final season for the Ryerson Rams, and he's finishing up his master's degree in the business administration program. At the end of this season, he has a difficult decision awaiting him: either continue with his professional hockey career or enter the workforce upon graduation.
I always wanted to be realistic with myself and my abilities and my future, and try not to be emotional in decisions. I think as a player, the more options you have, it's kind of tougher in a sense, because you've got your friends telling you certain things and your coaches telling you certain things, and you have like obviously people calling you and saying, can you come here for this tryout, or come here, we want you to play here. And it's easy to get emotional and distracted, and that was something I never wanted, was something for me to make a decision based on emotion and regret it. So I think I've been pretty happy with everything I've decided, because I've made it through kind of more assessing the situation than being emotional about it. So so I think it's tough to not fall into that, it's tough to not fall into that trap for sure.
Basso isn't the first Rams player to have to go through this tough decision at the end of his OUA career. There have been numerous cases of graduating players having to go through this life-altering decision. One of those was Louis George, a former goalie for the Rams. After graduating in 2013, George went pro to play in the Federal Hockey League for 3 seasons. He retired from hockey in 2017 and went on to form an online company, but has no regrets with how things turned out.
For me, it was kind of, I was doing it all along. It is tough, and there's a lot of people that want to do it. The competition is pretty fierce, so it is a tough decision. But for me, I was gonna do it the whole time, the whole way.
Another former player, Stuart DeIle, also went through this exact same process himself. When he graduated from Ryerson in 2009, he made the decision to enter the workforce right away.
Well, at the time, I was a little bit older. I graduated, I believe I was 25. I made a decision whether or not I wanted to go down to the States and, you know, ride a coach bus for 18, 20 hours a week, going to small town USA and slugging it out for, $500-$600 a week, whereas, here I could start a career, start making some real money, be close to friends and family, and like I said, start building a more of a professional career, so to speak.
As for Basso, he has yet to decide on where he'll end up after Ryerson. The option to go pro is very tempting. He has attended training camps for numerous NHL teams in the past few years, including the Washington Capitals, the Minnesota Wild, and the New York Rangers. He even got a tryout offer with the Toronto Marlies in early September. Still, he also recognizes that going pro isn't a guarantee, which is why he is being careful with his decision.
They're kind of stressful in a sense because it kind of tears you apart, whereas you always forgot about, you thought the dream forgot about you, and then it kind of pulls you back in. So it's kind of like a emotional complex a little bit. So you kind of have to battle with that in a sense that you're not sure if you want to stop playing and start working, or do you want to play professional for a bit and seeing what's realistic for you, because I always tried to be like realistic with myself and my abilities and seeing what's the best for me. So it's always flattering and to be able to go to those things and experience it. And I think now I kind of am moving away from relying on those tryouts or those offers to kind of field my confidence and make myself feel good.
Basso may have unique circumstances, but what he is going through is nothing new. Duco, George, and DeIle each offered their own piece of advice to help Basso in his important decision.
When things don't go well, talking about just, staying positive, enjoying the moment. You're still a university student, playing a kid's game, getting your education and, having a lot of fun doing it. So enjoy it, and, you'll look back 10 years from now and, wish you were still in this situation. So as hard as it is and as busy as he is with, doing the MBA and going to school, and, he leads the charge with our community initiatives and he does an excellent job there. So he's extremely busy, but, we just tell him, hey, enjoy it, because one day you'll be like us and you'll have kids and you'll be busy, and you'll look back on these times with your teammates as the best days of your life, and you wouldn't want to trade it for anything.
Like, I don't know what his career would be other than hockey, because that's what really made it easy for me, is I was doing it the whole time no matter what. So I don't know where he's at in terms of his working career, but he'll figure out. If it's something that he wants to do, he should do it, because it opens up so many doors. You meet a lot of people, and the hockey world can take care of you as well too. It's a way to go too, for sure. So he'll figure it out. If he wants to do it, he'll do it.
You want to follow your heart, and you don't want to be sitting there, months after, a couple months after, saying, what if, right? What if I had gone to this team? What if I had gone here? I could have been there. Exactly. But you don't want to live your life with regret.
As for Basso himself, he plans to simply focus on the season at hand and take it month by month to see where he ends up with school and hockey.
I think it's better that way, because if I say I'm going to go somewhere or commit to playing in Europe next year, or commit to not playing next year, something could happen, and then I'll be more disappointed than I would be. So I always just kind of take it month by month and get my base of what I want to do. So obviously finish my MBA by September, and then kind of just figure it out at that point. And that kind of stuff I'm not really worried, and I always just wanted to go out on my own terms. That's the only thing. Like, knock on wood, you don't get injured and have a career-ending injury, and I think I'll go out on my own terms at some point and be happy with what I've done.
For Duco, at least, He hopes that the Rams will give Basso a great departing gift before his time at Ryerson is up.
Well, I'd love to see us win a championship for him in his last year. I mean, he's been an outstanding, you know, ambassador for our hockey program here over the last 5 years. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we haven't been able to get by the second round of the playoffs. And I know he's really driven, you know, to have success this year, you know, come postseason. So, you know, for us, you know, we're not going to get caught up in that. We're going to try to get better every day. And, you know, he leads the charge in doing that. You see, he's one of the last guys off the ice for practice every day. And, you know, he'll be one of the last guys to leave the gym. So he puts the work in and sets a great example for, you know, some of our younger guys as to, you know, what it's going to take if we're, you know, going to get to that next level. And, you know, he doesn't take shortcuts. He doesn't, you know, do things that he's not supposed to be doing. He works hard and comes here and does what's expected of him, and, you know, hopefully that leads to success for the group.
No matter what happens next, there's no doubt Alex Basso has left quite a legacy as a Ram, and there will be some big shoes to fill once he hangs up his skates for the final time at Ryerson. After that, he will have to face a huge fork in the road with two distinct life paths. He may not be the first to go through this, and certainly not the last, but he has quite a unique circumstance. So what will it be? The NHL or real life? It's now up to Basso himself to choose his own destiny.